You may be seated in His presence. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless you today, Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He's good. We just honor you this morning, Lord, because you're worthy. Worthy is He. Thank you, Lord. Worthy is He. Worthy is He. Worthy is He. Worthy is He. Lord, we thank you this morning. Worthy is He. Worthy is He. Mama Mashi. Worthy is He. Worthy is He. Listen. He is worthy.
To self, and it's not about performance, it's about just
yielding all that you have up to the Lord. And it doesn't really matter how you sound, as long as you make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Worthy Lord, worthy Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Okay, now I got the answer. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Now, often I try to be politic or nice. Amen. Praise God. They call that being politic. Amen. When you're not too nice, it's impolitic. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know sometimes we can be somewhat abrasive in our delivery. Believe me, we are being measured, praise God, because we want the Lord to have his way.
Amen.
And we talked about that Monday, how sometimes, well, just piggybacked on what Eric said before about how you have to speak the truth in love.
Uh-huh.
Amen. People don't want to hear the truth sometimes. Amen. Praise God. But if you're speaking it out of a love for them, ought be all right. Doesn't mean they're gonna like it. Amen. We weren't put here to be popular all the time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think it's Plato that said the most hated people in the world are people who tell the truth. Amen. I didn't get that from the Bible, but Plato said that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every now and then I read a little outside the scripture. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Michael was talking about, and Sister Sheila was talking about holiness. And we spent probably the first half of Monday night talking about holiness as well. So God is speaking to the church. Amen. When it comes in that many forms or different ways. Amen. Praise God. And I said, what the Lord showed me, it says he inhabits the praises of his people, Psalm 22:3, or Israel, Psalm 22:3. And I said that what the Lord showed me, that means he inhales the praises of his people. He breathes in the praises. So I said he hovers over holiness. And I'm going to say hover over just to make the point, when you really don't have to say hover over, but I digress. Because if you're hovering, it means you're over. But for the sake of the discussion today, he hovers over the praise. Amen? But he lands on holiness. Praise God. So he hovers over praise. But if you want to see him land, be holy. Amen, because he lands on holiness. Amen. He'll hover over your praise, but he'll come down and dwell and land on holiness. And we had some good singing today, and thank God for the praise team, what you all are doing. Praise God, God is moving. But you better watch out, because I got a Monday night choir. Amen, 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 amen. I got one on your heels. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Come on, they just harmonizing, praise God. I said, I'm thinking about asking them to just do a selection. Amen. It's something when God gets in it. No whole lot of rehearsing. Amen. It's just God moving on the folk. Amen. Hallelujah, extemporaneously, just off the cuff. God just moving. Praise the name of Jesus. Miss Lottie and Sister Pastor Linda and Brother Herb and my wife, and I know I'm missing somebody, but they all out there. Sister Bernice, Mother Lois, just harmonize. Say, we're going to have to do something with this. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if I know some, and you know, it's a long drive, so I'm not talking to you. And if you're working, I'm not talking to you. But if that isn't you, maybe you ought to pray about coming out on Monday night, because we're learning something from one another. Amen. And never too. I mean, if the pastors, y'all don't want me speaking the truth. I told you I'm going to speak it today. The pastors can come out. We all can come out. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, don't mess with me today, because hallelujah. Amen. Praise his holy name. I'm trying to be nice again. Hallelujah. I was telling my wife that my father, you know, he talks about, he doesn't like to use R's in his words. So he wouldn't say he's tired. He'd say, I'm tired. And I'm tired this morning. Amen. Praise God. But we press on in the name of Jesus. He don't even get tires. He get ties, you know. You think he's talking about wearing something to church, but it's a tire, a rolling tire he's talking about. He call it a tire. He call it a tie. Because don't like ours for some reason. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to talk about Ezra in the hand of God a few minutes today. You know, how many verses did you do, Sister Sheila? Where's she at? She ain't hiding on me. 21, amen. And you know, my wife can attest to this. I had a few more verses to consider. But I told her to take them off the bulletin. I was just going to do two. Now I know why. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're together. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so if you would, turn to Ezra chapter 7, verse 6, and we give honor to pastors all, and ministers and all who are assembled here today. I'm just going to share. Sometimes when you used to look at those commercials, or those of you who still watch TV every now and then, a commercial will come on, and I notice that there are a couple of iterations of that commercial, or two versions of that commercial. There's a short version and then there's a long version. Amen. Same commercial, they just truncated a little bit. So I knew that Fourth Sunday can run a little long on occasion. So I said, you know, I'm going to have two versions. I'm going to have the extended version and the truncated version. I think I'm going to pull out the truncated version and the shorter version. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ezra 7. Verse 6. Ezra's right behind Chronicles, if you would. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests, according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Praise God. Acts chapter 11. And turn me down just a little bit if you would, please. Amen. Acts chapter 11. And just another verse. See, I'm only doing two. Amen. Amen. Acts 11. Well, I'm going to do four total, because my wife put 19 through 21, so I'm going to do 19 through 20. She usually does the bulletin. Was just going to do 21. But Acts 11, 19 through 21. Now, they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. And talk about Ezra and the hand of God. Amen. But the hand of God in general. Praise God. Father, we thank you and we praise you for opportunity to disseminate your word today. Pray little of me and all of thee. I hear you saying your strength is made perfect in our weakness. And as the apostles pray, stretch forth your hand and heal. And do signs and wonders. Ah! Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. In the name of the Holy Child Jesus, I pray, we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Avante, for that prayer. Amen. He didn't know I was speaking, but I thank God for him being in tune with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So Ezra has always been a favorite biblical character for me, or biblical person. He doesn't get the recognition that David or Moses or Jeremiah or Isaiah received. But Ezra is an important person in the kingdom of God. The Bible says that Ezra, whose name, by the way, means help. Amen. Hallelujah. So his very name means to help or help. We talked about Monday night how Ebenezer means God is my help. Some even believe that Ezra, because of his name and what he did, was a type of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is our helper, paraclete, and our guide. And Ezra guided folk back to Jerusalem. But Ezra was a priest and a scribe. But what I really like about the text here, it says he was a ready scribe. Not a fly-by-night scribe, but a ready scribe. Thoroughly furnished, well-equipped. He knew the word of God inside and out. Many believe that he could quote the entire Torah. That's how much he knew of the word of God. And he not only was a scribe, but again, he was a priest of the lineage, three syllables, of Aaron. He was a descendant of Aaron, Moses' brother. So he was a true priest as well. But he couldn't practice the priesthood where he was at that moment because this takes place in Babylon. God help. You remember they asked that question, a rhetorical question. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? So the priest didn't have a temple there to function in. So Ezra said, I'll become a scribe. I'll copy the law. And I'll teach the law. And he became a ready scribe. He would have had, if you will, his PhD in theology. A ready scribe. Thoroughly furnished. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. And again, his name meant to help. But what impresses me most about Ezra is that the Bible says God's hand was upon him. And that's the thing we want more than anything else. We want the hand. The hand of God. See, when the hand of God comes on you, eventually you get to the point of saying, I don't care if you lay your hands on me. Oh, y'all don't hear me. As long as God has laid his hand upon me, I'm all right. Ezra was versed in the law or the word, meaning he was able to, he knew it, but he also was conversant with the word, meaning he was able to explain it and teach it. A lot of us verse, but are we conversant with? Do we know it to the extent that we are able to share it with others? But Ezra had it all together as it related to the word and doing right by God. And God laid his hand upon Ezra. Amen. Praise God. And I believe God has laid his hand, if you will, upon many of us. Amen. Praise God. Now, what is the hand of God? Amen. It kind of goes with something we've been talking about as of late. The favor of God. The blessing of God. The anointing of God. The glory of God. Amen. Praise his holy name. God's hand was upon Ezra. And some say that when they study that hand there, it's literally talking about a hand. Great God Almighty. Amen. And an open hand. Good God Almighty. It's the hand. Yeah, God, help me, Holy Spirit. It's the hand of God. And you know, when the Jews bless folk, oftentimes they pray over them and they put their hands out towards them, much like we do. But God's got, has his hand open, speaking to you. Not anybody's hand, but it's the hand. It's the hand of God. Great God Almighty. Amen. That's why you're still here, because his hand is upon you. Amen. Praise his holy name. I said before, that's why God's miracle church has survived, because the hand of God is upon the church. So Ezra's task was to lead about 2,000 folk back to Jerusalem and to really teach the word of God and to restore worship. Now, folk had been in Babylonian captivity about 70 years. And the first group that went back with Zerubbabel had been there about 58 years. They had gone back and they had rebuilt the temple. But the walls hadn't been built yet. But these folk had gone back, been there about 58 years, and they were backsliding again. Already. Sister Sheila asked that question. She said, or made that statement at a Wednesday prayer. She said, what makes folk want to go back when they've been delivered from something? Because she was talking about how the folk wanted to go back to Egypt. Amen. Come on, but these folk had been in Jerusalem 58 years or so. And all of a sudden, they were losing their identity. And you know, we talking about holiness. And I told them what it really meant. It means to be separated for sacred use. And the problem with the, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. And folk talking about a revival. You never have a revival if you don't live holy. if the church not holy? Revive me for what? Amen. Praise God. So you can go back into the world. Oh God, help me, Holy Spirit. So the folk, before Ezra goes now, Zerubbabel led them back, and they backsliding again. Fancy word, tergiversation. Just previous departing from something that you were previously committed to. Tergiversation of a nation. Now God trying to help some special folk. God's trying to help some peculiar folk. Some covenant folk that he can walk with and talk with. And these folk just tend to want to be like the world. Oh God, help me. That's around them. Let me amalgamate. Let me assimilate. Let me be like those who are around. And we lose our holiness. Amen. Gonna get them saved. Saved to what? You still doing what they're doing. Amen. Praise God. And it was so bad that these folk had almost lost their language, their native tongue. They were speaking like the heathen. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost, that surrounded them. That wonder, does that sound familiar in the church? Amen. Heard a lady last night say the church has its own dance. Church has its own language. Amen. Why are we trying to imitate other folk that aren't people of God? Praise the Lord. So Ezra's task was to go back and teach the word to these backslidden folk. Amen. And to restore worship. And ultimately, they would have a revival because the hand of God was upon Ezra. Amen. Now, he had to go 900 miles. It would take him 4 months. And he had to go in a peripatetic manner. Layman terms, he had to walk. 4 months. And there were thieves and robbers all along the path because the king gave him all kinds of stuff to take back to beautify the temple. So Ezra had to take these 2,000 folk back to Jerusalem, and he would eventually restore the word and worship. Amen. Remember, he was a ready scribe, and verses later say he set his heart to seek the word of God and to do it. God, help me, Holy Ghost. And I'm so tired of preachers talking. Told y'all I won't play in today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it ought not be theory. We talk, you got to live this, and Avante told me, one has to live this thing. Amen. Not just a hearer, but a doer. Because folk going to follow your example more than they're going to follow what you say. Or judge you by your example, whether you want them to or not. Amen. Yeah, I thank God for the humble preachers here. But I'm telling you, there's so many out there that preach one thing and live something else. Oh, God, help me. I'm just taking my time for my life. I'm going to get there. Amen. This may not be popular either. But again, I am not here to be popular. Because it's too late in the evening. Praise God. And as long as God's hand's upon me, I don't care what you think. Praise God. Amen. I've been delivered from that. Amen. Thank you, Brother Herb. Amen. But he says something like this. He said that you should not expect your children, one person said, to live any higher. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Then you live. A lot of folks want the kids to be holy. should I say that? And the only thing holy they seen in your life is socks, maybe every now and then. But we want them to be holy. No, you got to be a paragon. You have to be a model of excellence. Amen. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. So Ezra read his scribe. Praise God. Going to take this trek back to Jerusalem to teach the word. But it says the hand of God is upon him. What does it mean to have, why does the hand of God come upon us? Well, I believe the hand of God comes upon us so that we can fulfill his purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you shall perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. God's hand comes upon me so that I can fulfill the purpose that he's ordained me to feel or fulfill. Come on now. Wonder, do you have a purpose? Wonder, has God given you anything to do? Because if he has, his hand will come upon you. His supernatural ability will come upon you and enable you to finish what you started. Great God Almighty. Amen. I think it Eric said, don't quit in the middle of the movie. Amen. Hallelujah, because the end of the story hasn't been revealed yet. And in the end, if you're in God's hand, you win. Praise God. He talked about how those who are looking like they're being defeated, folk like to see them rise and emerge and come out at the end as victors. Come on, somebody. Anybody ever been down here and just felt as if you weren't going to make it, but in the end, God just brought you out? It was the hand. Great God Almighty. It's the hand of God. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. They thought it was going to kill you, but the hand of God said, not so. That's right. I'm not through with him or her yet. It is the hand. It's the hand, it's the hand, it's the hand of God on your life. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Care how many times you've been to Johnson Willis, MCV, the vet hospital, doesn't matter. If the hand of God is on your life, you can't go anywhere until God gives permission. You should have had a nervous breakdown by now, but the hand of God said not. Someone that did not have the hand of God, if someone didn't have it and went through what you've gone through, they would have broken down a long time ago, but God said, no, my hand is stretched out still. Blessing, the anointing. And so why does it come on us? Amen. Because we have a purpose. That's why, again, God's Miracle Church, I believe, is still here. That's here. That's why Pastor Michael came and I came and Sister Tammy and all the others who have come. You come because God isn't through with what God has been doing at this church. He's laid the foundation. He's got great people in foundational positions, but he sent some folk to lift up hands and to help accentuate what's already here. He said, my hand is upon. I'm not going to let let them go down till I get them to the place that I want them to be. I've got some help on the way. It's the hand of God. And eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for those who love him. Amen. Lord, lay your hand on me. Praise his holy name. Oh, come on now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I can get up and preach after working 12 and 13 hours all night long. But it's the hand of God on my life. Praise his holy name. Good God Almighty. Amen. And it's not boasting, but it's just saying, you know, I couldn't do it were it not for the Lord. Amen. It had to be him. Amen. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. Thank you, Lord. Comes on us for a purpose. That's why, Avante, y'all have to stay here. Because the hand of God is on you. He's got work yet for you to do. Why can't you? It's the hand of God. Oh, my God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Say, well, I don't deserve, and I told him on Monday, none of us do. But it's the hand of God. Amen. Praise God. And you have a purpose, and he prayed it, man. You want to do the will of God, not for glory, self-glory, glorification, but you want to do it so we can together achieve something for the kingdom. God's hand, Elder Sandy, will come upon you. Praise his holy name. That's why she out there doing the horticulture stuff along with y'all. I ain't know what she going to do coming here, but God knew. It's the hand of God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Praise God. All right, I got to move. But you have a purpose. You have a purpose. That's why cancer couldn't kill you. You have a purpose. That's why the heart attack couldn't kill you. The heart stress couldn't kill you. It's the hand of God. Praise his holy name. I'll bring it even closer. That's why COVID couldn't take you out. It's the hand of God. Oof. Amen. You still have purpose. Amen. Something to do for the kingdom. So the hand of God comes on for purpose, but the hand of God also comes on for provision. Comes upon us for provision. Amen. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Notice it says that with Ezra, the king granted him all he requested. And he wasn't even a friendly king. But he gave him everything he requested. Woo, because the hand of God was on Ezra. Now, I want you to understand, when God's hand is upon you, he'll give you supernatural provision. You just have to trust him and say, if I got to go by the brook Cherith and wait for old nasty raven to come feed me, well, Lord, I'll be here waiting, because I believe you'll supernaturally make a way out of no way, because your hand is upon me. Have you ever been down to your last dime and not know how you're going to make it? But the hand of God. Supernatural provision. Great God Almighty. That's why, oh Lord, help me. Woo. That's why you better not be letting folk lead you certain place. You better let the Holy Ghost. Because just because the church might seem wealthy, doesn't mean the people are generous. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. But sometimes you can go to just a small, quaint little, you know, average size, maybe a little small, but the folk just giving. They, God, because God sent you there, and he'll cause men to give unto you good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. It's the hand of God. My God. Amen. Praise his holy name. King gave him all he requested because the hand of God was upon him. Praise his holy name. I said, Lord, if your hand is upon me, then I need to believe bigger. Oh, come on now. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. If you really believe that the hand of God is upon you and that means he gives you supernatural provision, maybe you need to enlarge your territory. Matter of fact, that's what Jabez prayed. He said that the hand of God, that your hand be upon me in the midst of that praying for a blessing. Amen. Enlarge my territory. I pray for increase, not for me, but so I can get some work done for the kingdom. Come on now. I said the hand of God gives super, when it's on you, he gives supernatural provision. Oh, come on, somebody. It's the hand of God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Jesus. Good God Almighty. Hey, God, I got to move. Oh, my God. Amen. Praise God. Somebody need to believe him that you're going to tear up that carnal. Amen. Praise God. Because it's the hand of God. He'll supernatural. And now do what he tells you to do when he gives you the resource. Go in and pay it all. Good God Almighty. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Shoo. Great God Almighty. Good God Almighty. God said, okay, I guess I can step a little further, Brother Herb, because he's been going with me on this. Amen. Can we believe God that we're going to have a mortgage burning service soon? Ain't going to be no make. Don't step out there. You might as well step out there. Amen. Amen. He can do it. Praise God. We're not going to be struggling to pay no rent or whatever. Praise God, lease or whatever, paying the mortgage, whatever you want to call it. No, God can supernaturally pay off the debt in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. When his hand is upon you. Y'all do call it God's miracle. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. Woo! God's miracle church for a reason, Pastor. Amen. So we thank God for what he's already done supernaturally, but let's just believe him to burn up the mortgage. God help me, Holy Ghost. Because his hand is upon us. Amen. Come on, Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. I want to get off this, but I wonder, do I have anybody struggling to make a house note or a house payment? I'm just keeping it real right now. You ought to just say, I'm going to burn that thing up not many days hence in the name of Jesus, because his hand. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I don't care what the economy says. That's when God works best. So you'll know it's him. Everybody else will know it's him. When he brought them out of Egypt, silver and gold. Not one feeble one was among them. He's able in this last day. Come on now. Come on now. I want to come off this thing. But just look at somebody with your mask on and say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Good God Almighty. Woo! Great God Almighty. Supernatural provision when the hand of God comes upon you. Amen. Praise his holy name. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Mother Lord, is she here? I don't know if I say, Mother Lord, you stand up right now. I know this unconventional. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God. The hand of God. Amen. Praise God. On your living situation, I say the hand. The hand. He's already made a way. It's the hand. Oh, God. You may be seated in his presence. In the name of Jesus. God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Praise his holy name. Anybody else want to just have give up, burn up your mortgage? He just won't let me go off that. So if you here, just stand up. If it's you, you just start, yeah. Because I know the rest of y'all ain't being honest. You like paying a mortgage. Praise God. Woo, I know some of y'all are ahead of me because y'all don't have one. But I'm already standing too. But Father, I thank you for your hand being upon these folk in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for supernatural increase coming in their lives and delivering them from even having to make payments in the near future in the mighty name of Jesus. And when you do it, God, let them give you all the glory, all of the honor and all of the praise. I dare you to praise him like he's done it already. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Good God Almighty. Woo. You may be seated if you can. In the name of Jesus. Don't tell us, but just rehearse to yourself how much it is. You know about how much it is. And say, I'm believing. Praise God. Yeah, for the whole thing. Because the hand of God is upon my life. And he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think. According to the power that works in me, it is the hand of God for provision, for purpose, for provision, and then for protection as I move quickly to close. But he had to go all that way back. Again, 900 miles, all kinds of marauding bandits, things of that nature were set to try to impose their will upon them. But God's hand of protection was on Ezra. And you know, he said one time, he said in Ezra, he said, I didn't even want to ask the king for help. I didn't want to ask him for soldiers to escort us back because I had boasted and bragged on how good my God is. He said, so it's time for me to put up or shut up. I'm going to trust God all the way. And when his hand is upon you, he will be your protection. Amen. Praise his holy name. 1,000 will fall on this side and 10,000 over here. But it says it won't come nigh me because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. When the hand of God is upon you, you are protected. Amen. He's a fence. I said he's a fence. Oh, come on now. Jesus be a fence. All right now, amen. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Pastor Leonard about to start something here, but Jesus. Woo. God help me. There's a fence all around me. See, if you could see everything that has come to try to take you out, oh, you really would shout. Because you just know the stuff that got through and it didn't take you out. But all the other stuff that the enemy has set, but God wouldn't allow it to take you out. He said something like this: when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard. Amen. So you can't come any further. God, I feel you here. When the hand of God is upon you, Pastor Michael, he is your protection. Hallelujah. The symptoms may have seemed as if they were going to take you away. But God say, I'm going to let you get but so low, and then I'm going to raise you again because I am your protection. and my hand is upon him. Hey, that's why your wife can look at you every now and then, so you ain't going nowhere. You aren't going anywhere. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Shoo. I know, because mine tell me that all the time. And why? Because the hand of God is upon your life. And you haven't finished what he started in you. Amen. Praise God. It's the hand. Woo, supernatural touch from God. Supernatural blessing from God. It's the hand of God. So I say, and in closing, it comes upon us for purpose. It came on Ezra for purpose. It came on him for provision. It came on him for protection. And then lastly, it came on him for power. And when the hand of God comes upon you, you will receive some power. I'm sorry, but they did say after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, you shall receive power to be witnesses. Won't the hand of God give you power? Power to walk right? Power to talk right? Power to live right? It's the hand of God. I'm so glad this morning that I know a little bit about the hand of God. He walks with me. Oh God, I gotta leave. He talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own. And the joy we share when we tarry there, they said none of us has ever known. It's just the hand of God that keeps me from day to day. It's the hand of God that gives me strength from one moment to the next. It's the hand of God. You know anything about the hand of God giving you power, 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 power. Thank you, Lord, for laying your hand. I remember Elijah told Gehazi, said, go up there. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. He told his servant, go up to the mountain or go up to the hill and pray. He went up there 6 times and didn't see anything. But the 7th time, Gehazi said, I see something in the clouds, and it's in the form of a man's hand. It was the hand of God. And the Bible said that the hand of God came on Elijah so much so that he outran Ahab's chariot. Won't he give you power? It's the hand of God that didn't let your kids die. It's the hand of God that kept you in the marriage if you're still in it. And it's the hand of God that walked with you through divorce. I feel all right. It's the hand of God that dries the tears from your eyes. It's the hand of God that gives you hope in the midst of it all. Thank you, God. For your hand, good God Almighty. Just means he's intervened, people. He has you. And I believe you can just get around folk. Who have the hand of God on their lives. And you can get a kind of attendant blessing.
just a peripheral blessing. Amen. Praise God. Because you in their proximity. It's the hand of God. Amen. Prove that, Pastor. Look at Peter. Said they just got in his shadow. But because he was walking up under the hand of God, folk got healed. Just getting in his shadow. It's the hand of God. Amen. Praise God. The book of Acts says that the hand of God came on the apostles. And folk were tremendously saved and moved because of the hand of God. Amen. Praise God. My question is always this: is his hand upon you? Because everybody he used greatly in the Bible, it wasn't because of how smart they were. It wasn't because of their lineage, though that was good. It was because his hand was upon them. In the name of Jesus, stay where you are. We're just going to pray. Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And I came into this knowledge spiritually recently. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, I've seen it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it did let me know. I don't have to worry about your critique. God bless you. I love you. And counsel is good. But when his hand's on you, you know, if other folk reject you, God will receive you. Paul said, all men forsook me, but the Lord stood with me and he strengthened me. His hand was upon me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise his holy name. I told you, you ought to thank folk sometime for rejecting you. Because it pushed you closer to God. And the whole while he was motioning, come on over to me so I can lay mine. You're too far. You're too far away. But if you get a little closer, amen. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Tammy, you testify, so I'm going to use you. If you leave that job, you're a little far. My hand's on you to some extent, but you haven't seen anything yet. You get a little closer, because the closer you get, hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm not finished with Ezra whenever I get another chance, but that's one of the things that jutted out to me was that God's hand was upon him. Amen. And he was able to go back and lead a revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody here with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you need a fresh touch from God, you want God to do anything in your life, you believe his hand is here and you want to experience it more prodigiously or in a more impactful way, just say, Pastor, pray for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all know what the next step, come on up if you feel led to. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Come on up, Sister Sheila, in the name. I want to pray for you anyway. In the name of Jesus. Come on, Sister T. Oh, God. Hallelujah.